On Stars End this evening, we are going to be listening to music by Spacecraft, and we also have the privilege to be speaking with one of the members of Spacecraft on the telephone. Tony Gerber is calling in from Nashville this evening to be with us. Tony, are you there?
I'm here, Chuck.
Okay, you're coming through loud and clear. Thanks very much for staying up late and joining me on the air this evening. We've been playing your music quite a bit on Stars End recently, and it's been really a great experience. The two albums that you've put out have really, really fit in well with the show, and we're really looking forward to your concert on Saturday. That's April 24th. But let's talk a little bit about Spacecraft and where you guys came from and where you're going. What events led to the formation of the group Spacecraft?
Well, I think it was in 92. Up in Lexington, they have an annual summer solstice event, and there's quite a few different space groups that have played up there. And I was up there videotaping an event, and John Rose was one of the performers, and when he was playing, I was hearing all my parts in my head while he was playing, and I was wishing I was on stage playing with him. So I went up after the show, and I said, I just said, look, I could have just as easily been on stage with you playing tonight because it's right in tune with what I do. So a couple months later, we got together and basically turned the tape machine on and started playing. And that's what we've been doing ever since. So it was kind of a synchronicity moment of meeting. And then about 3 years later, he met Diane, and she started working with us, and and they have since gotten married, so we're real excited with what's been happening.
Yeah, you should be. Your albums are really great. The first album was I read in the liner notes that you were heavily inspired by the images that some NASA space probe had sent back. How did that album get together? It seems like a huge jam session.
Yeah, well, John was at that time. He was a radio, he had a program similar to yours that he was DJing out of the public radio station in Lexington, and he got a phone call from a guy who was driving and listening to our music on the radio, and he was compelled to call, and he called John up at the station and was, wanting to get him to meet him at a coffee shop, and after, talking back and forth, he finally decided he would do that, and he went and met this guy, Bill, I'm trying to think of his last name, it's escaped me, but I think it's in the liner notes there. But he had these tapes, he was he had worked some with NASA and was into gravitational wave studies and was a physicist, and he left John with these tapes, and John came down to Nashville and brought these tapes and also a package that he had FedExed John that included these NASA sound mappings, data transmission mappings. And so we opened that stuff up and started listening to it and was just so inspired by what we were hearing that we got on our keyboards and started creating sounds that were fitting into that, those kind of sound patterns that we were listening to. And that's kind of what spawned the whole recording sessions. And Chris Blazin, who was on the first album, he was in town at that time, and he was an instrument builder, and John and I also build instruments, so I thought it'd be fun for us all to get together because we had some common ground there. And, after, I think it was three or four sessions, we created the first album just here in my studio at the house. And, it kind of evolved from there. So, I guess the initial inspiration being the Voyager and stuff kind of spawned the name, and then, it just kind of happened, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's a great thing that, improvisational things often lead to bigger and better things. Now, you've become known for playing in planetariums, and
yeah.
So what is that experience like for you and for the audience?
Well, for me, it's the ideal venue. I was always drawn to planetariums and stars and stuff growing up anyway, so I just immensely enjoyed being under the dome, so to speak. And John had scheduled this was about, I think about 6 months or so before I met him, he had performed a solo concert at the Hummel in Richmond. And that's kind of become, I guess, like our alma mater. I mean, we've been playing there now for 7 years, and it's always, you know, it's just the perfect spot. I mean, I like to do outdoor shows too, and there's, you know, under the real canopy. But I wish I could see one too in the audience, because, you know, that's something that we can't really get what the effect of the show is, and there's no real way to videotape it either because it's so dark. So,
well, what kind of reaction do your audiences have?
I mean, the reaction is always amazingly positive, and, you know, people come up afterwards, and you know, people seem to be rejuvenated and all excited and full of energy when they leave, and basically feeling better when they leave than when they came in. So that's the important thing for us, and it's a real, you know, it's really kind of a therapeutic thing for us too. I mean, it's a real kind of, when you creatively collaborate and do stuff like that, it's, you know, it pumps us up. We're up all night long after one of the things because it's just hard to wind down.
Well, does the person operating the controls of the visuals of the planetarium, are they more or less improvising?
That's the way it's been at the Hummel. And the thing is, every planetarium's different, and we're finding that out talking with places around the country, that some, you know, just like with music, I mean, some people are totally comfortable with going in front of an audience and playing whatever passes through them of the moment, and some people, more like classical music, you know, they have everything programmed out in a very specific guidelines that they go by to do the shows. So we run across both kinds of people, and at the Hummel, it just so happens that they're into jamming on their visuals with us playing, and that's the ideal situation. And they're excited by it because it's something that they don't normally get to do that. So they can pull out all their tricks and, you know, have fun just as much as we are, because normally their stuff just comes out of a catalog, it's pre-programmed, they set it up, and, you know, it's kind of straightforward. So they are jamming with us, yeah, and that would be the ideal situation in every planetarium, if we can get the people that run those things to understand that and get excited about doing that. That's what we'd like to have happen.
Yeah, I've been involved in a few planetarium shows of electronic music myself, and I know that is a really powerful experience for the performer and for the audience. Let me just remind everyone listening that you're listening to Star's End on WXPN, and I'm speaking with Tony Gerber of the group Spacecraft, and we're speaking about his music and their releases and different experiences. But what's coming up is that the next gathering, the continuing concert series of electronic music here in the Philadelphia area, Spacecraft will be performing in Philadelphia on this Saturday night. That's April 24th at 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Church, which is at 3916 Locust Walk in Philadelphia. Tony, who are the members of Spacecraft? It seems like on the two albums you have out right now, you have basically the core group, but also I see other names, and also in the future releases you have other people involved too. Is the group sort of rotating, or is it just a circumstance?
Yeah, kind of what's happened there is Chris, who was on the first album, now lives in Rome and has other projects going on, and it kind of, you know, it's kind of just prohibited us from actively doing stuff. So basically the core is John and Diane, John Rose and Diane Timmons and myself. And the second album is just the three of us, Hummel. And then the next release, Earth Time Tapestry, is with Giles Reeves, who's a good longtime friend of mine. We've done a lot of work together. And he also is into performing in the same manner, of the moment type situation. So we did a show with him and just decided to go ahead and release that album because it's, you know, it came out sounding like something that we need to put out. And after kind of thinking about this, the concept is that we will probably have a guest artist on many of our future releases. And I kind of, you know, it seems, I don't know that I've seen anything quite like that. but the core will stay the same, and the concept kind of is, one, it makes the albums have a little different flavor, so it keeps things changing a little bit, and it brings in another audience to the music from the people that follow whoever the guest artist may be. So it's just kind of an exciting concept after thinking on it. It was kind of happened by accident, too.
Yeah.
Because Chris moved away, and it was all of a sudden like, well, it's the three of us. And so anyway, you know, that's kind of what what's going on there. So you'll probably see some albums with a guest artist, and you'll probably see some with just the three of us again. So.
Well, your concert again is coming up in Philadelphia this Saturday on April 24th. That's the group Spacecraft. And, Tony, what can the gathering audience expect this Saturday?
The music, they can probably expect stuff very similar to what you'll be playing tonight. I will say, like, the first album is kind of a unique set of recordings, and I don't, you know, there's elements of that. It's a little more hard-edged and a little more of a drastic audio adventure than the Hummel album. The Hummel's a little more melodic and takes on a little different character. So, you know, they're probably going to hear stuff a little more in keeping with what the Hummel sounds like. It will be different, though. I mean, every show is different. There may be a couple basic sequences or something. Like, we'll probably perform the song Hummel, but it won't sound exactly the same. Because we really do try to keep things about, you know, 80% or 85% improv, and the rest is, you know, well, I mean, we kind of organize our sounds and organize keys and different things like that, a real, real general outline. But the fact that it's being created of the moment makes it real exciting for the audience, because the audience also becomes a part of what we're doing, the energy of the audience. So I know it'll be something positive for everybody, just based on what the past ones have been, and hopefully everybody will enjoy it. And you know, we're not in a planetarium. I mean, the music stands alone by itself. The visuals are always nice, too, but if it's an audience that knows how to listen to the music and is into this kind of music, then it should be a real adventure.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody will be disappointed if they come out to the concert this Saturday, you or the audience, because you're absolutely right. Our audiences here in Philadelphia do understand what you as an electronic musician are trying to do, and this Gathering Concert Series has encompassed a lot of different styles of electronic music, but I really have to say that the concert coming up this Saturday with Spacecraft and the music that you and your group are doing are fit in at most at the center of the radio show and this kind of music. The spirit and the sound of the music fit in really, really well with what we're doing, and we're really looking forward to you coming up here. So,
I'm excited to have an audience that's tuned into it too, because I mean, it's fun to do stuff for people that have never heard it before to see responses. But I don't know that we've ever performed for an audience that was really used to having a series like what you got going on up there. And we need to have something like that down here, too, I guess. But
well, also the space that you'll be playing in, although it's not a planetarium, is very... I'm not sure how to describe it. It's been described as a sacred place, of course, you know, it being a church, that sort of clues you into what they're talking about. But, I mean, also, it just seems to be a really great space for listening to and experiencing this music, so
I'm looking forward to it too.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tony, and
yep.
Thanks for providing us with all this great music on, and also on this evening's program we'll be listening to music from the two albums that are presently out by Spacecraft. They're out on the Electronic Soundscapes label. They're the first self-titled CD, and we'll be listening to their latest album, Hummel, which was recorded live at the Hummel Planetarium in Kentucky. And we'll also be hearing excerpts from some of the as yet unreleased albums. The one that is coming out in this summer probably called Earth Time Tapestry, and then there's another CD scheduled for some point in the future from Spacecraft called Through the Looking Glass. So we'll be listening to that. Thanks again for calling in, Tony.
Let me get
back to the music here on Star's End, and we'll see you on Saturday at the gathering at St. Mary's.
Great. Well, we appreciate all the support.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye.
Take care.